Gordon Titchens, coach of the New Zealand Sevens team. You've named your 12 players for the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. Clearly there's some new names there, people who have played well in the past, Declan O'Donnell, Peter Aki. What's your thinking behind this squad?
Well, it's a strong squad. The majority of the players have taken part in the World Series this year and played exceptionally well. And the two players that haven't been involved, of course, Peter Aki, who came away to our successful Rugby World Cup and played very, very well, and it's a very, very good Sevens player. He even excelled for the Blues this year to be in their starting lineup. Obviously, outside Manano, you know, it's a pretty good feat this year for Pete. And expressed a real interest, came to the trials and with the All Black Sevens team and prior to a few weeks ago, and just performed very, very well. So he became a real contender then. Declan O'Donnell, someone that's had two shoulder operations, and if we went back 3 or 4 years ago, where he was just simply outstanding and the player of the tournament in Wellington, he's come back, trained very, very hard, very, very fit, and just played exceedingly well in the trials, and he's deserved the spot. And it's just great, great yards he's made, certainly over a short period of time. And again, he's got those X factors, good feet, good acceleration, and he's big and strong, and he gives me great cover out wide.
And you come into the Commonwealth Games as the reigning champion. What does it take to win gold at a Games?
Well, I mean, it's all about consistency and performing in just one game at a time. And for us over the years, you know, it's that fear of losing, and we've done particularly well. There's always lots of pressure on us, and there's no doubt going to be going into our first game against Canada. But it's being accurate when you need to be, one-on-one tackling defensively and dominating possession. And but again, never look too far ahead. It's about that first game against Canada when we get there. And if we can play consistently well, everyone's accountable for their positions in sevens, which is really important. And if everyone performs to the best of their ability, and obviously having a strong bench, I think plays certainly a big hand in being successful.
And you've got some players who obviously won gold in Delhi that will certainly help in terms of the balance of the squad.
Yeah, there's certainly some experience there. Well, led by DJ, of course, DJ Forbes, who's certainly a great captain and led them well to win that gold medal in Delhi. Tim Mickelson, of course, Sherwin Stowers, other players with that real experience that have been there and done that. And you need those players. And amongst them, of course, are some new younger players for their first Comm Games, and no doubt they'll be feeling the pressure, because it is a different pressure. Pressure that's certainly an enjoyable one to be part of. Even though you're representing the sport of rugby, you're also representing all the other sporting teams, which is quite special. But again, you need that experience around the new players that are going into a Comm Games.
Now, Gordon, World Cup victory last year, World Series victory again this year. What does the Games mean to you in terms of the pantheon of those successes?
Yeah, in terms of memories, going right back over a number of years I've coached, winning a gold medal at the Commonwealth Games has probably been most memorable. If I look at, obviously, 4 gold medals in Kuala Lumpur, Manchester, Melbourne and Delhi, and there's nothing better than seeing a player being presented with a gold medal, listening to the anthem and the raising of your flag. It's pretty special.
So, fingers crossed, optimistic about Glasgow?
Yeah, I'm confident if these guys can work very, very hard to be selected in the side, and if they can perform to their best of their ability and be on the top of their game, we can certainly go very, very well.
Gordon Titchens, thanks very much.
It's all right, mate.